Hey everyone, welcome back into another Waiver Wire podcast here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Eric Vanek. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. And welcome back in, guys. It is week 14. Crunch time is finally here. This is the last week before most of our playoffs. Some people start week 14 as well in some bigger leagues. So good luck to you if you did make the playoffs, and good luck to you if you're trying to make the playoffs. So I'm here to help you guys out. Just a quick little note here. I usually record this Monday afternoons. So some of the injury news and some of the Monday night game obviously won't be reflected on this podcast. I dive pretty deep into the waiver wires for dynasty players. If you're in super deep leagues, this is definitely the podcast for you. So I'm going really deep, find you those best ball waiver wire gems that you can maybe pick up. Some guy that's getting some extra snaps here that he hadn't been in the past. Maybe getting a bigger role due to some injuries as well. We have quite a bit of injuries this week. Even if you're just a regular redraft player, this podcast will help you out as well. Know who to pick up as well. So with that, bye week. Thanks, NFL, for giving us another stupid week 14 bye weeks with six teams on it. Like last week, we had no teams on bye. You couldn't put a couple teams on the week 13. So, no, we get fucked with this week 14 byes. Everyone's trying to fight for their fantasy playoffs to make it in. And we're missing some big players here. You might not have your Lamar Jackson, your Derrick Henry, CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor. You might not have these guys for your fantasy, you know, week 14. You might need this game to win. So it is really difficult. I don't know why the NFL does this, but it is what it is. We have to kind of deal with it. But let's get into the injury news. So quarterback injury. Only one this week. Trevor Lawrence suffered a big concussion on a nasty illegal hit, basically. We'll have to see about his status, if he can even play this week or not. Kind of hopeful he does play. I need him in a league. But we'll see what happens there with Trevor Lawrence. Not looking great. Running back, so CMC probably going to be done for the season. It sounded like a PCL injury, non-contact knee injury, pulled himself out after the next play. Sounds like he's probably going to miss the rest of the season. J.K. Dobbins, he went on the IR before the game on Sunday with his knee injury, so J.K. Dobbins is going to be out for pretty much the whole fantasy playoff, so do not count on J.K. Dobbins. Wide receivers, we had Ladd McConkey suffered a knee injury very late in the fourth quarter, didn't finish out the game. It was like some of the kneel downs and stuff like that. So hopefully it's not too big of an issue here for McConkey, but he had a really good game, was really doing well this week. We'll see what happens there on Ladd McConkey. Calvin Austin for the Steelers suffered a shot to the head, possible concussion. Have to see if he plays this week. Noah Brown, rib injury, was ruled out. They're on bye this week, so not a big deal. DeMarcus Robinson, he suffered a hand injury in the fourth quarter, where I have to monitor his status as well, if he's going to play or not. And then Rashad Bateman suffered a knee injury in the third quarter and did not return, so we'll have to monitor Rashad Bateman as well. Tight end, so Taysom Hill out for the season with a knee injury. So Taysom Hill, if you were counting on him like I was in a few leagues, you're going to be without him. And then Dallas Goedert, he also suffered a knee injury in the fourth quarter, didn't return. We'll have to monitor Dallas Goedert as well. Grant Calcaterra would be the pickup there for the Eagles at tight end. Waivers for quarterbacks this week. So redraft quarterbacks I like this week. If Derek Carr is available against the Giants on the road, I like Derek Carr against the Giants. Russell Wilson at home against Cleveland, like that. Russell Wilson has been on absolute fire the last month, so he's definitely worth a pickup. And then I think an interesting one could be Aiden O'Connell versus Tampa Bay. So the way to beat Tampa Bay is definitely to throw on them. And we just seen what Bryce Young did against Tampa Bay. So I think Aiden O'Connell could have a little bit of success versus Tampa Bay as well. So for Dynasty, the shitty quarterbacks, I think Drew Lock, you could still probably pick him up and see what happens there. I think they're going to go back to Tommy DeVito if he can play this week. And then I would also put Tyrod Taylor on there. Just things you hear in New York and the reports, and Aaron Rodgers is not going to be back next season and all this stuff. Like, I don't know, the writing's on the wall that nothing as good is happening there with the Jets. So I think there is a possibility that Tyrod Taylor could maybe play the last month of the season and they just rule Aaron Rodgers out for the rest of the season with an injury or something. So I just want to be ahead of that curve in case Tyrod Taylor does come back and is the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. Running backs for redraft. So the Chargers running backs. Gus Edwards was like the lead back, but Kamani Vidal and Hassan Haskins did get some run. Kamani Vidal actually played over Hassan Haskins in this one, and Vidal did pretty good. And I think with J.K. Dobbins out, Gus Edwards is what he is. He's a hammer back, but I think Vidal can do more of the receiving work. And I think Vidal is somebody in redraft I would be willing to pick up here for the last month or so. He played 12 snaps, 6 routes. He had 4 carries for 20 yards, didn't catch any balls. The Chargers didn't have a lot of plays. I think they had 46 total plays, and like the top offensive guy got like 29 snaps. I think that was Quentin Johnston, other than obviously the lineman and Justin Herbert. But yeah, so Vidal has a definitely shot here to be a big piece here for the rest of the season. Obviously, the biggest pickup of the week is going to be Jordan Mason in redraft leagues. If he got dropped, he is a massive pickup. Spend all your fab. Spend whatever you have. If you have the number one waiver claim, spend it all on Jordan Mason. This is the one you're going to spend it on. And then Isaac Arendo, I want to bring him up too. He is going to be the new handcuff here for the 49ers. I bet you he gets a little bit of run too, but Jordan Mason should be the workhorse. Dynasty running back. So Isaiah Davis of the Jets, I want to bring him up. With Breece Hall and his knee injury that they said would limit him a little bit. He didn't play like so great this week. Braylon Allen still got a little bit of run, but they put Isaiah Davis in for a couple snaps here this week. So he played 12 snaps. He ran 8 routes. He had 3 targets on those routes. He caught all 3 for 28 yards and a touchdown. And he also had 1 carry for 4 yards. So I think in super deep leagues, Isaiah Davis, who's probably available in a lot of leagues, is worth a pickup. Wide receivers for redraft. So I wanted to bring up Parker Washington. He played 56 snaps, 80%, 40 routes, 12 targets, 6 catches for 103 yards and a touchdown. Now with Trevor Lawrence being out, Mac Jones could be the starter here again. That's one I forgot to mention, actually. Mac Jones would be a pickup this week as well in some dynasty leagues. But Parker Washington, if he's still available, he's the number 2-3 target on this team if you want to count Evan Ingram in there too. So Parker Washington definitely getting a lot of run. Dynasty wide receiver. So Devin Duvernay on the Jags. With all those injuries happening, Duvernay is the third wide receiver now. 40 snaps, 57%, 28 routes, 4 targets. He caught 2 for 23. So in best ball leagues, I think Duvernay is worth a pickup. Zay Jones. So he's kind of snuck into the fold here as an outside receiver. 32 snaps, 24 routes. Didn't have a target, but Michael Wilson is the one who moved into the slot, and Greg Dortch got less of a role. So I wanted to put Zay Jones on the radar for everybody that he could be a pickup here at the end of the year in best ball leagues for somebody that could maybe get a touchdown or two here at the end. Malachi Corley for the Jets. He is now the third wide receiver. 41 snaps, 25 routes, only had 2 targets, didn't get anything with those targets, but wanted to bring him up. Next one up is going to be Dyami Brown. So with Dyami Brown, obviously with Noah Brown being injured, not sure if it's going to be multiple weeks or not, but he played 42 snaps, 17 routes, 5 targets, 4 for 35. So he kind of stepped up there as a wide receiver too once Noah Brown went out. David Moore for the Panthers, 63 snaps, 45 routes, 9 targets, 5 for 40. So if David Moore continues to linger around there on your waiver wire, he is definitely worth a pickup. He's getting a lot of work there with the Panthers. It's been Legette, Thielen, and Moore as the top 3 guys. And I think when Coker comes back, I think Coker is just going to be kind of a, you know, a 20-snap guy, nothing major. MVS for the Saints, 53 snaps, 32 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 36, and a touchdown. I don't know what it is, but MVS continues to score touchdowns here for the Saints. So maybe it's not a fluke, and you know, you can maybe squeak by with a touchdown or two here from him in some best ball leagues. Kevin Austin Jr. also for the Saints, 43 snaps, 23 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 31. So that's a undrafted free agent that's making some noise there for the Saints that with Olave out still, you know, Kevin Austin Jr. can be somebody. Nelson Aguilar, so with the Bateman injury, 40 snaps, 26 routes, 2 targets, didn't do anything with them. But I think they trust Aguilar a little bit more. Even, I mean, they had the bye week, so maybe they get Deontay Johnson more involved, but, like, he hasn't done shit in a month. So I don't know what's going on there with Deontay Johnson and the Ravens. Tight ends. So redraft tight end. 70 snaps, 48 routes, 7 targets, 5 for 77 for Tommy Tremble of the Panthers. Jatavion Sanders was out this week. I don't know if he's going to be back this week. He didn't even practice at all. But if Tommy Tremble is out there and you need a tight end desperately, I think that's a guy you can definitely count on for this week. Dynasty tight end. So I want to bring up Austin Hooper. If you're, like I said, desperate at tight end again, 36 snaps, 50%, 14 routes, 4 targets, 4 for 42, and a touchdown. Hooper has caught a couple touchdowns the last couple of weeks for the Patriots, and he's been doing pretty solid there. So I think Austin Hooper could be somebody you could look at. I mentioned earlier Grant Calcaterra with his Dallas Goedert injury. We don't know how bad that's going to be. Calcaterra could be another guy you could pick up. With the Taysom Hill injury, I think Foster Moreau maybe picks up a little bit more snaps for the Saints. So that's another one you can kind of look at. Let's see who else was on here that I wanted to mention. I think that was it for the injury ones. So, yeah, there's a couple guys there that I think you guys can pick up this week and do pretty good. But let's finish it out here with the What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. Got a couple of those for you. The Rams have now switched to the famous three-way fuckfest at tight end. I think Tyler Higbee is starting to practice too, so he could get in here eventually at some point. But, yeah, Parkinson and Davis Allen have both been massive disappointments this season. Had a lot of those guys in best ball leagues, and they have really, really fucked me. Even after a bye, Amari Cooper, not super involved. Like, what the fuck? Why did you trade for him then if you're not going to use Amari Cooper? So that one's kind of confusing as well to me. Like, I get it. Like, it's their MO right now is to kind of spread the ball around. And, like, you know, what are we doing there with Amari Cooper? You guys traded for him. I don't know. A lot of these trades this year have just not worked out. Like, Davante Adams is finally starting to get going, but Amari Cooper, Deontay Johnson, like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, Deontay Johnson has been a fucking ghost, and I don't get it. Like, it's not like he's a terrible player. He's a pretty solid player who earns really, you know, targets, and he can't even do it there with the Ravens. So kind of weird there what's going on there, but that is going to be it for the Waiver Wire show this week, guys. Week 14 is here, so hopefully you guys can make your playoffs this week. Good luck to everybody. Hopefully everybody had a really good Thanksgiving as well. Now we're going into the holidays, about 3 weeks here until 3 or 4 weeks here till Christmas. So hopefully you guys have a good holidays with your family. Stay safe. I know up here in northern Ohio, I got pounded with 3 feet of snow. So if you did get a bunch of snow, stay safe out there as well. But until next week, guys, for the playoffs, we will see you.